Welcome, everybody, to Everyday Prophecy. This is Prophet Christy Eldridge, and the Lord has a really good word for you today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I am driving right now from Albuquerque, New Mexico, headed to Flagstaff, Arizona, and God is good. The changing landscape, the beauty of creation. I'm in awe of His majesty, and I'm just falling more and more in love with Jesus, more and more in love with the Holy Spirit every day. He is my best friend. Thank you, Lord, for this life that you have given to me. Thank you, God. I praise God for everyone out here. I praise God for how much you love Jesus, how your lives are laid down to Him. Hallelujah. How you are a living sacrifice on the altar for Jesus Christ to advance His kingdom. Oh, Jesus, I know we have some powerful, powerful intercessors, powerful prophets, prophetic people, evangelists, you know, the power players for your kingdom. I know that is who's listening to these words. So I thank you, God, for drawing those ones here. And so I plead the blood of Jesus over you, over your family. I plead the blood of Jesus over myself, my family, and I plead the blood over this podcast and this ministry. In Jesus' name, amen. And so I'm going to let the Lord flow through me as I drive. Holy Spirit, we love you. Please help me today, Lord. I need your grace. I need your grace to prophesy. I need your love. Fill me with your love and your heart. Lord, I pray for just a word of encouragement, comfort, strengthening for your people, God, to move them forward. Lord, help. What are you saying? Help me to hear what you're saying, Holy Spirit. Give me ears to hear and eyes to see, Lord, by your Spirit. I can do nothing without you, Lord. I can do absolutely nothing. The Holy Spirit is saying to you today, take the lead, take the charge. No more sitting in the background. No more groupthink. No more dumbing yourself down. No more being afraid to stand up and above the rest. He says, I need you to shout it out and be loud and proud for me, for my glory. They are looking for you to lead them. They feel safe with you as their leader. He says, listen, look at Moses. The people looked to Moses to lead, and he was a decisive leader. He moved in strength and confidence. He didn't operate out of a spirit of timidity and fear, and he definitely didn't let the people see it. He was a strong leader, and that's what they needed. And the same thing is true of your life. That's what the people need. And that's what I'm requiring of you in this hour. Confidence, he says. You will hold your head up high. I have built such confidence in you. I have broken the insecurity, the trauma, the pain of the last season off of you. And I'm asking you to stand. He says, you are ready for the task at hand. You are ready for the task at hand. It's like I have this image of you on a road or, you know, walking, and there are people walking behind you, but you are out front. And so it looks like you're alone. Like, it looks like you're alone because, you know, when you're out front, nobody's leading you. Like, you're just like, where am I going? I'm just off into the distance. You know, you look to your right, you look to your left, no one's right beside you. But if you turned around, you would see there was a whole gaggle, he says, of people, a whole group of people following you as you follow me, he says. As you follow me, he says, I set up systems and order of hierarchy. Listen, he says, I am no respecter of persons, right? You are all children of God, but yet I set up clear leaders in my body, and I'm asking you to lead. I'm asking you to lead the charge. the charge. He says there's a cost to leadership. Thank you, Holy Spirit, help me. There's a cost to leadership. There's a surrender needed to leadership. You know, to walk in this path that God's called you to walk, you're going to have to submit. He says submission is required for the mission. Submission is required for the mission. He says, I am moving you. I am moving you. Let go. Let go. He says, no more digging your heels in fear that you are moving yourself, that you're making decisions, or that you're maybe making the wrong decision. You know, he says, I am moving you. You are submitted to me. You are laid down in submission to me. So he says, let go. Stop trying to hold on to the edge. I feel like, again, he's got this image of the lazy river, like you're in the river. You're in this lazy river. You know those lazy river rides at the water parks, the outdoor water parks? You get in the tube and you listen, the current is really strong. And there's a channel of water, and then you sit back and you're in the lazy river. But, you know, you could hold on to the side. It would be really hard. It would wear you out. You would be weary. You'd be getting tired really quick because that current is really strong. And he's saying, listen, don't. He's saying this in the nicest way. Don't fight against me. You're going to lose that fight. Holy Spirit, help us. I'm carrying you along by the wind of my spirit, by the current of my spirit. And my, listen, this, the current in this hour is strong. I just went by exit 3:20, and he's saying to you today, listen, Ephesians 3:20, that God is a God who's going to do exceedingly abundantly more than you could ever imagine to even ask for. I'm paraphrasing. He's doing exceedingly abundantly more than you could ever even think to ask for. Hallelujah. So listen, his idea is greater than yours. Your mindset is small. His is very large. And so he knows where he is taking you. And so you need to let go so he can propel you into the, you know, the scale of the destiny he has for you, not in the small scale that you have for yourself. That's why you're holding on to the edge. That's why you're digging your heels in a little bit. And you're like, ah, because you don't understand how big it is. He says, if you want me to go at your pace, then you're going to have your vision, not mine. Oh, ouch. Help, Holy Spirit. Help us, Lord. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. He says, ask me for a snapshot. Ask me for a picture. You know, you're not going to maybe get the whole picture, but he says, ask me for a snapshot of what the scale of the dream I have for your life, what it looks like, so you can understand the magnitude of what I'm doing and why it is like it is. You know, why it was such a fiery furnace, why it was so hard, and also why it's fast and why it's like Fast and Furious these days, right? That's a movie, I think, Fast and Furious. He says, my love is fast and furious. He says, we have much to accomplish. He says, you're riding the early waves of revival. You are riding the early current and waves of revival. The tsunami is coming. The tsunami is coming, and I am training you up in this hour to operate at a higher level with a larger capacity. Move with me. Trust me. I have you. You're not doing it wrong. You're not running ahead of me. I am propelling you. I am propelling you. I just passed by exit 317. So I'm in between exits 316 and 317. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, this is a John 316, 317 era. Kahapo koda kisha hegete. He just says, no more putting the brakes on. He says, my love is furious for the lost. My love is furious for the lost. It's like the things that you prayed for, it's here. The things you've been praying for, it's right now, it's here. It's here. So trust the Lord. He says you'll get used to the wind. You'll get used to the wind, you know. He says hurricane force winds, you know, you'll get used to it. The winds are building. You'll get used to the velocity of the winds, the wind of his spirit. He's saying to you today, listen, you are the storm, beloved. You are the storm. And I met a woman the other day, and her name was Katrina. And I said that very thing to her, like, listen, you're the storm. You're a force to be reckoned with. And God is saying that about you. Shahakate. He says, you're alive by my spirit. He says, come alive by my spirit. Renew your mind to the power and the might of Almighty God working in and through you. You're lacking nothing. Habakoni yashahakatai. The God of the universe lives in you. Do you know how much power that is that lives inside of you? He can move you from point A to point B. No problem. He says, listen, you are but a speck of dust when it comes to the size and the grandeur of God. He loves you. He loves you. But when it comes to the magnitude and the scope and the size of God, like, I can't even fathom it, right? We are but specks of dust. He's well able to move you. He's well able, he says, to put you into position. I hear the word propulsion, the propulsion of the Lord. I felt it the other day. He was having me, you know, create some additional prophetic training workshops and put them out on the website. Right? So there's three more, and I had to do the stuff. I have to actually create the Eventbrite, you know, site pages. I have to add it to my website. I have to create the images on Canva and do all the things, right? And so it takes some effort and some time and some work. And I felt this, I felt the power of God on that thing. It was like I was supernaturally propelled forward. There was such grace, such power to get that job done. And it gave me such encouragement that, yes, this is God's will, because I felt that thing. I felt him. How? Thank you, Holy Spirit. He's doing that for you, and whatever he's called you to do, that grace is available to you. That grace is available to you. And there was almost this little temptation to think like, oh my gosh, I'm just too much. I'm just moving too fast. What am I doing? I just need to slow it down. What are you doing, Christy? You just need to slow it down. You don't have to move that fast. Maybe you should rest. Like, there's a temptation to fall into that, and you need to take this word to the Lord for the season that you are in with him. But listen, if this word is for you, Resist the temptation to think that that is a ploy of the enemy to slow you down and to stop you from what God is doing, because we are in a season that is fast. The winds are raging and his fire is raging. And so it is fast. You know, this time last year, I didn't even have a website a year ago. I wasn't doing any of this. And now look what the Lord has done in 1 year's time. Do not put limits on what God can do through your life. He says a breakneck pace, but your neck's not going to break. It's a breakneck pace. He says, I know when to push you and I know when to have you rest. You are led by me and you can trust me. I know when to push you and I know when to let you rest. You can trust the Lord. You can trust the Lord. He says, I'm the manager of your time. I'm the manager of your resources. I'm the manager of your life. Remember, you gave your life to me. Hallelujah. You gave your life to me. And he says, I'm giving it back to you. But it's going to look wonderful. It's going to look supernatural. Let me create your life. Let me carve out the path that you're going to walk on. He just says, lay it down. Lay it down, beloved. Lay it down. And so, thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm supposed to end the word there, so I just pray that you have a beautiful day with the Lord. Hallelujah. I bless your life in Jesus' name, and we give you all of the glory, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. See you next time, guys.